Welcome. Today we're discussing an exciting episode about new Obsidian plugins. 13 of them, in fact. It's a plugin palooza.
13? Wow, that's a lot to unpack. I'm ready. Hit me with number one.
First up is the Preton Wizard Task Manager, a simple way to manage tasks within Obsidian.
Simple? So like a to-do list inside Obsidian.
Exactly. It scans your vault for checkboxes and visualizes them in a calendar format. You can drag and drop, mark tasks as in progress or done. It even has a daily work in progress limit.
Sounds handy. But what if I already use the Tasks plugin?
The creator mentions that too. If you're already deep into tasks, this might be redundant. But if you crave a simple visual overview, Preton Wizard is worth a look.
Got it. Next.
Number two is Google Drive Sync. This offers an alternative to Obsidian Sync or SyncThing, allowing you to sync your vault with Google Drive.
So, useful for cross-platform compatibility.
Especially if you're juggling Windows, Android, and iOS, where SyncThing might not be ideal. It relies on a third-party XML server though, so something to keep in mind.
Interesting. What's next?
How about visualizing your productivity? Heat Map Tracker lets you track habits, goals, even finances in a heat map view. It uses DataView.js, so make sure you have that enabled.
Data visualization is always cool. What about plugin number four?
That's Insta2, which dynamically generates a table of contents. However, there's a cooler alternative.
Ooh, a cliffhanger. Do tell.
It's Dynamic Outline. This plugin shows your headings in a sidebar, updating in real time as you type. Similar to Obsidian's core outline plugin, but more convenient.
So, no more manually updating your TOC? I like that. What else?
Managing plugins can be a pain, but Better Plugin Manager simplifies things. You can enable, disable, delete, even rename plugins, all from a single window.
That sounds like a lifesaver. Okay, what's next on this plugin parade?
Keeping the writing momentum going? Keep the Rhythm creates a heat map of your daily word count, a visual way to track your writing progress.
I see. Interesting. A motivational heat map. I like it. Give me more.
Quick Sticky Notes is next. A Mac app, not a plugin, designed for quick note-taking. Always on top, scratchpad functionality. Very cool features.
Huh. A separate app? So it works alongside Obsidian, not within it?
Precisely. Designed to complement, not replace. It directly interacts with Markdown files. Great for capturing quick thoughts while working in Obsidian.
Got it. So, back to plugins then. What's number nine?
Tired of long YAML front matter cluttering your notes? Fold Properties by default automatically folds them, keeping your notes clean.
Ooh, I could actually use that one. What's next?
Number 10 is AutoFit Tabs, which dynamically adjusts tab widths to fit their titles. No more unnecessarily wide tabs.
Small but mighty. I like those kinds of plugins. Keep them coming.
Pixel Perfect Image is next. If you work with a lot of images in Obsidian, this is your new best friend. Resize, rename, open in external editors. It's got it all.
Image management in Obsidian has always been a bit clunky. This sounds like a game changer. What else is there?
For Kanban board lovers, Taskboard is a must-try. Like Preton Wizard, but more robust, pulling tasks from your vault and displaying them in a customizable board view.
Interesting. So like a mini project management tool inside Obsidian.
You got it. And finally, number 13, NetClip. This lets you clip web pages directly into Obsidian, categorizing and even browsing them within the app.
Wait. Browse within Obsidian? How does that work?
It extracts content into Markdown, but you can also view the clipped pages as they appeared online. A really neat feature. A fantastic way to keep your research organized.
Wow, that's a seriously impressive lineup of plugins. Thanks for breaking it all down.
You're welcome. And there you have it. 13 new Obsidian plugins to explore. Until next time, happy note-taking. Bye.
Goodbye.